Flying the Flag by Alex Shearer, starring Dinsdale Landon as Her Majesty's Ambassador, Mr. Mackenzie, with Moya Leslie, Peter Aker, and Christopher Benjamin as Colonel Surikoff. The Opium of the People.
Morning, Helen.
Morning, Ambassador.
Somewhat gloomy in here, isn't it?
Yes, it is, rather.
I know gloom is one of this country's more successful exports, but I didn't realise there was still so much around for home consumption.
Oh, I came past the department store on my way to the office, and there was quite a large consignment fresh in.
Oh, good, good, as long as they haven't run out. Much mail?
On your desk, sir.
What's this?
Oh, yet another evangelical pamphlet, sir. I had them around again last night.
Oh, this won't do. I mean, I should really have to speak to Colonel Surikoff. I can't have embassy staff being harassed by local religious fanatics.
You know what these atheists are like, sir? They're the most dreadful bigots. There's no reasoning with them.
Oh, absolutely, Helen, I know. Just because atheism is state policy, they seem to think they've some sort of God-given right to ram it down your throat.
I've had them all around now, sir. Jehovah's atheists, Seventh-day atheists, and the born-again atheists. They mean well, but you can't argue with them. They're absolutely convinced God doesn't exist, can quote you chapter and verse from the Bible to prove it, and nothing you can say will convince them otherwise.
None so fanatical as a new convert.
Yes. Some of the lapsed atheists are very nice, but the converts... Well, it's not as though they just make the point of not going to church on Sundays. They have to make a great performance of not going every other day of the week as well.
Yes, right. It is fasting, yeah?
Almost, sir.
Ah, well, when he's almost got here, almost send him in, will you? And do put a light on, Helen. You'll ruin your eyes typing in this.
Ah, well, I would, only I can't. It's the light bulbs, sir.
Oh?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's hardly my fault, sir.
No, William, I don't suppose it is. In fact, as far as I can recall, there has never been an instance of a single thing going wrong in this embassy that ever was your fault.
Well, that's hardly fair either, sir. I mean, after all, I mean, credit where it's due.
And why were you late, William, if I may ask? We all live in the same oppressive monotony, the same diplomatic ghetto. You don't have any further to travel than the rest of us.
Well, my sledge broke down, sir.
Yeah. Your sledge broke down, William.
Well, I broke a runner, sir, when I crashed into a dustbin. My steering string snapped and I just lost control.
Got a feeling, William, which is starting to affect us all.
Well, I rang the sledge breakdown service, but they said they were inundated and there'd be a 3-hour wait. Then I tried to thumb a lift, but no one had stopped, so I had to walk. I'd only gone half a mile when I've got a hole in my snowshoe.
There is a perfectly adequate bus service at your disposal.
But there aren't any buses today, sir.
Yes, I thought the roads were quiet.
It's a bank holiday, sir.
Bank holiday, William, here, in a country that hasn't got a bank? Old sock under the floorboards holiday, I could believe.
Well, it's a public holiday anyway, sir.
Well, what is it this time? I've never lived in a place like it. They seem to have more beanos than Catholics have saint days. Is it Sportsmen of the Republic Day and Heroes of the Potato Harvest Day?
No, a Glorious Reindeer Day, apparently, sir. Oh. In commemoration of all the heroic reindeer that got eaten during the Revolution.
Well, whatever day it is, William, it's a particularly dark one here. The number of light bulbs that are prematurely resigned from office without appointing successors is beyond a joke.
Yes, but it's not my fault, sir.
Let's not harp on the one string, William. The entire basement is in darkness. Half the bulbs on the ground floor are spent, and the insidious plague of gloom is creeping up the stairs, soon to engulf us all.
Yeah, there's only one bulb working in my office, sir.
Oh, is there? Well, I'd better have that, then, in case I run short in here. I could do with one for my reading lamp.
That'll leave me in the dark, sir.
Not in frequent state of affairs, William.
What do? I can't see in the dark. I'm not a rabbit.
Use your initiative, William. Bring a bulb in from your flat.
I'm not allowed to, sir. It's regulations. You know, bulbs for domestic use have different serial numbers from the embassy ones.
Then share with Helen. We are a team. There's no room for selfishness here. We must all pull together.
I am supposed to be First Secretary, sir. Chasing after light bulbs is hardly what I had in mind when I joined the diplomatic service.
William, turning the pages of the last chapter of my career, being spied on every instant of the day, bugged from pillar to post and harassed from noon to night, is not what I had in mind when I joined. But there is noblesse, William, and there is oblige. There is like it, and there is lump it.
Very well, sir. I'll do my best.
Oh, and William.
Sir?
Don't forget your tennis racket.
Oh, my snowshoe. Yes, sir, I'd have... Better try to get it restrung.
William!
Sir?
Take the other snowshoe off.
Oh, damn, I can't see a thing. Will you stop sighing, Willie? You keep blowing my candle out.
Sorry.
Where are the matches?
Here, I'll do it.
Oh, mind the candle, Willie, not my eyebrows.
Sorry, you're right.
Honestly, I almost went up in smoke.
Well, it's not my fault.
If you keep saying that, it'll end up as your epitaph. Here lies William Frost, dead, but not his fault.
Well, it's just rotten matches. They either don't ignite at all, or they spit sulphur everywhere, and they go off like rockets. Right, there.
Thanks. How are you getting on?
Well, it's a bit difficult when the only illumination you've got is a 2-watt candle. I shouldn't be doing this anyway, filling in light bulb chitties. This is menial work. You should be doing this.
Oh, thanks very much.
Well, I meant passing it to the Domestic Services Bureau.
So you pass it on to them?
They're not open because it's glorious reindeer day. God, what a system. Every light bulb's got a serial number, so before you can get a replacement, you have to take the old one back. And if your bulb gets lost or broken, you have to get a letter from the police before they'll issue you with a new one.
I wonder what they do with their old ones.
Oh, they export them.
Where to?
Well, they send them as overseas aid to the Third World. You know, to places where their communists are trying to get a toehold.
Well, what's the point of sending them spent light bulbs?
Yeah, well, they send them to countries they haven't got electricity. So they never find out that they don't work, you see. And they're glad to get the bulbs because it's good public relations and it gives the locals the impression that if light bulbs are here, power stations can't be far behind. Oh, don't hold that candle. Let's have a few flickers.
You've already got twice the flickers I have.
Oh, God, I wish I could get posted somewhere warmer. You know, where you don't have to wear 9 layers of clothes day and night. I've forgotten what some bits of me look like.
If only the rest of us could say the same.
It's not just the climate that gets you down. I mean, you know, I'm not the religious type, but I do miss Christmas.
Oh, you're just the sentimental type, aren't you, William?
Getting all the presents and...
Well, was it the greedy type?
What did I ever do to get sent here?
Well, for one thing, you studied the language, didn't you?
Yeah, but only because I thought they'd send me somewhere else. I mean, usually when you studied a language, the Foreign Office sends you to a country where you can't use it. Oh, give us a bit more candle.
Oh, why can't you go and work in your own office?
Because Matt commandeered my light bulb. Well, there must be a room someone's not using at the moment with a few live bulbs in it.
I don't think so. I've looked everywhere. Just about.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, William. You're back. Always some time to go home.
I got delayed. Here's the old man back from lunch. I think we've got tourist trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Well, serious.
It's not another load of tourists wearing Karl Marx is a nerd t-shirts.
No, I mean serious. I've just seen someone arrested down in the square.
Arrested? What for?
Yeah, well, that's the question, isn't it? It's bright in here, isn't it?
Oh, I found a light bulb.
Oh, where from?
Oh, around.
Funny, I looked there. I didn't see any.
Arrested him? Well, who arrested him?
Oh, the usual lot, sir. You know, the heavy squad in the dark brown overcoats.
I thought with the new openness policy they were moving over to light brown overcoats.
Yes, I think they are, sir, but it's probably like the light bulbs. Due to a surfeit of public holidays, they could never get hold of them.
But what did they arrest him for?
Just handing out pamphlets.
Oh.
I was crossing the square coming from the People's Sports Shop. You know, I'd gone on the off chance it would be open and I could get my snowshoe restrung. I saw him being bundled into a van.
What sort of pamphlets were there?
Look, here, I managed to pick one up, sir, before the police confiscated them all. And it says, basically, Jesus saves, you know, put your trust in the Lord. God sent his only begotten son to die on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven. Seems to be some kind of religious pamphlet, sir.
Oh, well done, William, well done.
Sucks a bit of chapter and verse, sir, then gets into the 7 deadly sins of it. Sloth, lust, gluttony, that sort of thing, sir. If you're interested.
No, thank you, William. Lunch was difficult and there's some grim dinner ahead.
Then it goes on about the peacemakers being blessed, sir, and the humble being exalted.
Oh, mention diplomats at all, does it, William?
Not specifically, though. There is a bit about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and Pontius Pilate washing his hands of the dirty business.
Glad to see the American ambassador's got a mention.
And then there's a bit about the loaves and the fishes.
Yes, though. Well, let's not get into the common agricultural policy. I think we've gleaned the essence. Thank you, William.
Well, you would seem to be a bit of a religious nutcase then, sir.
I'm more concerned about his nationality than his religious marvels. You're sure he was British?
Well,
I mean, wasn't American, Scandinavian, something like that. I mean, there's no sense in us getting involved if we don't have to.
Well, there's also the bit in it about the Good Samaritan, sir. No, helping those who'd fallen by the wayside.
Well, if it's a Samaritan, William, we'll just have to go to the Samaritan Embassy.
No, I only meant...
Now, I know what you mean, and unofficially I'm entirely in sympathy with the Good Samaritan's approach, but unfortunately not in the firm's time.
Well, we can hardly do nothing, sir.
I'm not for one moment suggesting we do nothing, William, merely as little as possible. Before we get involved, involved in any wet nursing, let's first make sure it's our baby. Excuse me. Helen?
Yes, sir?
The commissariat, please get me Colonel Surikov.
He's on his way up, actually, sir. Apparently he's just blustered past reception and demanded someone help him carry his medals up the stairs. He should be groping his way along the corridor now.
All right. If you'll excuse us, will you?
Yes, sir.
And do try and get some light bulbs.
Well, sir, I'll do my best, but you know how difficult it is.
Ah, Mr. Ambassador, happy reindeer day.
Ah, Colonel Shilikar, thank you. And the same to... Happy what day?
Happy reindeer day.
Ah.
Today in our almanac is one of great rejoicing and celebration. Glorious reindeer day.
Oh, of course, yes. I remember thinking there was something to look forward to when I woke up this morning.
In Britain, I understand, you do not celebrate Reindeer Day?
No, Colonel, we don't.
Why is that, Mr. Ambassador?
It's nothing to do with an absence of reindeer, I would imagine, Colonel.
Yes. It is for similar reasons we celebrate neither Easter nor Christmas. Something to do with an absence of God.
Yes, well, for an atheist country, Colonel, you have an infernally inconvenient number of secular holidays to compensate for the lack of religious ones.
Ah, well, bread and circuses, Mr. Ambassador. Atheism can be very dull. We like to spice it up a little.
Well, if you're going to have all these holidays, Colonel, you might at least let us know when they're going to fall.
Certainly. I will send you our official desktop diary.
Well, you sent me one last year. There were no dates on it.
Yes, well, we were a little too security conscious, but things are changing. Now, not only do we have diaries with dates in them and timetables with times on them, but we are hoping soon even to have newspapers with news in them.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing, progress, Colonel.
However, I am not just here to chew the cat, as you say, Mr. Ambassador. I have more impertinent matters to discuss. But first, I have an idea. Let's have a whiskey.
I tell you what, Colonel, I have an idea. Just this once, let's not have a whiskey.
Not have a whiskey, Mr. Ambassador? On Reindeer Day?
Oh, very well. If it's Reindeer Day, I suppose we'd better. It's a poor heart that never rejoices.
Exactly. Thank you, thank you. Happy Reindeer Day, Mr. Ambassador. Here's mud on your antlers.
And mud on yours too, Colonel, I'm sure.
Ooh. Now, to matters in hand. I regret to inform you that one of your countrymen has been arrested and charged with seditious activities, namely the public distribution of subversive literature and anti-state propaganda.
Ah, so he's one of ours?
Ah, you know already.
Well, I had an inkling, Colonel.
Yeah, have your inklings everywhere.
I doubt that I'm alone in that. When you say distributing subversive literature, Colonel, I assume that you mean this.
Hmm? Ah, you have a copy.
An evangelical pamphlet, a few quotations from the Bible, hardly subversive.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not, Mr. Ambassador. I myself would not be influenced by such nonsense, but others, more gullible.
Nevertheless, Colonel, I'm baffled as to why he was arrested. After all, the Communist Constitution does guarantee freedom of religious belief and expression, does it not? So if the man was only expressing what he believed in, he was hardly breaking the law.
Mm-hmm. That is true, Mr. Ambassador. But although our Constitution permits free religious expression, it also forbids the dissemination of anti-state propaganda. And as the state is atheist, therefore any religious literature must plainly be subversive. I am afraid it is catch... What is the number?
22, Colonel.
No, I think it was 35 or 39. Anyway, he'll have to be charged, I'm afraid, though things may take a while to come to court. But to save unnecessary waiting, we will announce the verdict as soon as possible to enable him to start his sentence and arrange the trial for some convenient date in the future.
Oh, that's very fair of you, Colonel, keeping the accused in prison before he's been found guilty.
We model it on the British remand system, Mr. Ambassador. I am not one of those who believe we have nothing to learn from the West.
Well, it seems to me, Colonel, that the new openness policy may have got one or two of its fingers caught in the door.
Opening the doors is one thing. Letting burglars in is another. Well, if you send someone to visit the man...
Yes, Colonel, I'll do that.
I must go. Tonight is our stag night at the commissariat. Happy Reindeer Day, Mr. Ambassador.
Oh, and to you, Colonel. Happy Reindeer Day.
So, how are you, Mr. Morris? Are you being well treated?
Oh, yes, fine. They're being very nice, really, in the circumstances... The food's not bad, and they've let me keep my Bible, which is a comfort.
Oh, good.
I do wish they'd turn the lights down, though. It's very bright in here.
Yes. You do seem to have a lot of light bulbs. So, you came on a package tour?
Yes, I was curious to see the country. I've read and heard so much about it, and I've always admired the people.
It was rather reckless of you, and handing out pamphlets like that. You could have guessed what was going to happen.
Yes, I suppose so. Maybe you think I'm a fool, Mr. Frost.
Oh, no.
Or a fanatic, or a religious nutcase or something.
No, not for a moment.
But that's not it, really. You see, I'm not one to ram religion down people's throats, Mr. Frost. I'm not one of those foot-in-the-door merchants. It's not like that. I'm just a believer, that's all.
Yes, but the state here isn't, Mr. Morris. The state here is highly sceptical, to put it mildly.
I know, and I don't want to force things on anyone. It's just that God's word has given me such joy and cause to rejoice. It wouldn't be fair of me to keep it to myself, would it, Mr. Frost? Not such good news as the Gospels.
No, Mr. Morris, maybe not.
I'm sorry if I've caused you any trouble.
Oh, nothing to worry about, Mr. Morris. We'll do our utmost to get you out of here as soon as we possibly can. If we have to move heaven and... Well, anyway, we'll do our best.
Yes, I know you will, Mr. Frost.
Right. Well, I'll get back to the embassy then, Mr. Morris, and try and get some traction under the wheels. There's nothing else I can do.
Well, perhaps we could just sit a moment and say a prayer together, Mr. Frost. That might be nice.
A prayer?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's been a few years since I'm a bit rusty on prayers.
Well, just use your own words, Mr. Frost, in your own simple way. You know, if there's anything troubling you, or...
Yes, Dear Lord, here my humble servant, please... intercede on his behalf to get a few gross of light bulbs. Amen. How's that?
Shall we try again?
So how was he, William? Our charter flights and Paul and his package tour epistles.
Oh, Mr. Morris. Mm. Oh, well, it was harmless, really, sir. In fact, I was quite impressed. I mean, maybe he was naive in some ways, but he was honest, he was simple, sincere, and, well, sort of good, really, sir.
Good?
Yes, sir, good.
Good at what, William?
Well, I mean, not good at anything particular, sir.
You mean good for nothing?
I mean, not good at any one thing so much as, well, just genuinely good.
I see. Well, I don't really know about this. I mean, I hope there's not going to be a lot of this sort of thing going on. I mean, people going about being good without the slightest regard for the repercussions he might have on international relations.
Well, no, quite, sir, but it's the only word that could describe him. I mean, he wasn't the nutcase I expected at all. In fact, there was something quite disarming about him. He just seemed to want to spread the message and bring peace to the world, and... You know, what's wrong with that?
Well, that's our job, William. He ought to lead that sort of thing to the professionals.
He doesn't seem to think we've made much of a job of it, though, sir. I mean, I'm not a religious person.
Well, no, William, I overheard your testimony to the umbrella stand when you whacked your shin on it. Most irreverent.
Well, in fact, I'm not religious at all, but... Well, he's the sort of person who gives Christianity a good name, sir. Doesn't seem much concerned about his own welfare, or whether he stays in prison or not.
Well, as it'll take at least 6 months for him to come to trial, that's just as well. Well, tomorrow's another day, William, and I do have a dinner appointment. I must go and put the dental work at the country's disposal once again.
Right, sir. I wonder, would you speak to Helen, sir?
What about?
About her pinching the light bulb out of the gents.
No, I will not. Really, William. I'm extremely tired of having to resolve the petty squabbling that goes on here. This is an embassy, not a primary school. And as First Secretary, you ought to know by now that if Helen has taken the light bulb out of the gents, then you should go and swipe the light bulb out of the ladies.
But I can't, sir. She's locked the door.
Then use a torch, William. We're all in the same boat. When there are shortages, we all suffer. It's the same for me.
But you've got your own washroom, sir. And you've got 3 bulbs in your office... I've only got a candle.
William, I am the ambassador. I have certain appearances to maintain. I can hardly be expected to entertain fellow diplomats and visiting dignitaries with candles stuck in wine bottles like a waiter in a cheap French restaurant.
No, sir.
Will you try and exercise a little Christian charity, William?
Yes, sir.
Right, well, take that light bulb out of the desk lamp, William, would you?
Oh, thank you, sir. That's very kind.
No, it's not for you. Oh, I'm going to put it in my briefcase and take it home for safekeeping.
Oh, Oh, I wonder if you'd like this, sir, while I remember. It's a book of prayers. Mr. Morris asked me to pass it on to someone I felt might be in need of it.
Oh, thank you, William. Oh, that's very kind. I'll see Mrs. Mackenzie gets it.
Morning, Helen.
Morning, William. How's Mr. Morris?
Oh, taking comfort in the word of the Lord.
Get your snowshoe fixed.
No, the labourer may be worthy of his hire, but I don't seem able to find one.
Well, woe, woe, and woe sevenfold then, William.
Yeah, man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upwards. Any chance of a coffee?
Maybe. So you're talking to me again, despite the light bulb from the gents.
What? Yes, I suppose so. It's no fun doing business in great waters by candlelight, I can tell you that.
The way of the transgressors is hard.
Hey, what's happened to the bulb?
Verily, the old man cameth as a thief in the night, and gotteth his mitts on it.
For someone who says he doesn't pull rank, old Mac never stops dragging it behind him. God, I reckon he knows not what he doeth half the time.
Oh, well, the price of wisdom is above rubies, William.
Oh, yes. A continual dripping on a rainy day and a contentious woman are all alike.
Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him.
And Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Is Mac free for a visitation?
Knock, and the door will be opened, Willie. Seek, and ye shall find. Yonder is the way of righteousness. Walk ye in it, and don't forget to wipe your feet.
Yes, well, come in.
Morning, sir. I was wondering if you'd seen the papers yet.
No, William, I have not seen anything yet. I have one paltry 40-watt bulb here to work by, which emits about as much light as a geriatric glowworm. I can barely see my hand in front of my face.
But you had three that were working, sir. Didn't you take them home last night?
Yes, but Mrs. Mackenzie needed them today.
Oh, pulled rank, did you, sir?
I beg your pardon, William.
Nothing, sir.
Now, when are you going to have this light bulb situation sorted out? Hmm?
Well, I sent our requisition round by special messenger to the Domestic Services Bureau first thing this morning, sir.
Good. So, what's this about the newspapers?
Hmm? Oh, yes. The international press really seem to have picked up on the Morris thing.
Have they?
Yes, sir. Headlines in most of the heavies, sir. The Times, Religious Arrest, The Door to Openness Closes, The Mail, One Step Forward, Two Steps Back for Communism, and, bomb the bastards.
Yes, I didn't ask which one that is. Well, it seems the state police aren't quite as keen on the new liberties as the politicians are.
It doesn't help Morris's predicament, though, does it, sir?
Absolutely, William. Once an arrest has been made, you have to let the thing go to trial, or it's tantamount to admitting that you don't have control over your own police force. Oh, I'm sure Surikov would release him at the drop of a hat, if he had a face-saving device. But I don't think he's got a hat to drop, or even a face worth saving.
Well, I think I might have an idea, sir.
An idea, William?
Yes, sir.
But you had an idea last week, William.
Yes, sir.
I hope you're not overtaxing yourself. Well, what is it?
Well, I found this, sir. Down in the basement when I was packing up the old light bulbs. It's an old almanac. It's a few years out of date, but the thing is, it lists all the festivals, name days, public holidays and so on.
But this is a classified document, William. This is extremely sensitive. I mean, this sort of information isn't for everyone. Let me see it.
Right, here, sir. If you turn to the table at the back, sir, you'll understand what I mean. You see what day it is today.
And so, Mr. Ambassador, it being once again a season of goodwill and good cheer.
Just for a change, Colonel.
Of forgiving and forgetting, of tempering, as you say, justice with mercy, and letting foregones be foregones, being, in short, as everyone knows.
Oh, everyone, Colonel, without exception.
None other than great helmsman of the Revolution Day. We have decided, as a gesture of openness, to grant a free pardon to every criminal currently held under charges of bringing seditious literature into the country.
And how many are there in that category, Colonel?
At the moment, a total of one. You're Mr. Morris, the religious terrorist from the West.
You don't think terrorist is pitching it a little strong, Colonel?
Not at all, Mr. Ambassador. Some come with bombs, some come with books, but the result is often very much the same.
Yes, that may well be true, Colonel, but when do they come with the light bulbs?
Frankly, in confidence, Mr. Ambassador. Just between the three of us.
The three of us, Colonel?
You, me, and the listening device.
Yes, I was forgetting.
I was greatly relieved to find a plausible, well...
Excuse, Colonel?
Reason to free Mr. Morris in a manner which...
Which lets you off the hook, Colonel?
A little dangling, Mr. Ambassador, goes a long way. To be frank, I was getting to the end of my wits.
A journey of some considerable distance, of course, Colonel.
Wondering how to release Mr. Morris, so as to appease opinion abroad, but without antagonizing hostile elements at home. Then I had a brainwave.
With a little prompting, perhaps, Colonel, from certain sources.
And immediately I realized that it was Great Helms for another revolution day. I knew it was the ideal occasion for a display of international largesse and free pardons all round.
Thereby ingratiating yourself with the Western media, placating the reactionary elements within the state police, and making the policy of openness appear to be a substantial reality rather than empty rhetoric. Honoured abroad, popularity at home, position shaken but not stirred.
As cynical as ever, Mr. Ambassador. Always looking for the hand behind the handout.
Yes, well, pardons are like lunches, Colonel. There's no such thing as a free one. And releasing prisoners for the sake of winning popularity is a dog of an ancient pedigree.
But there again, Mr. Ambassador, provoking arrest to win sympathy for your cause is not exactly new tricks. After all, Mr. Morris did not have to come here. He could simply have stayed at home and prayed for us. So, you will have him returned to the sender?
Oh, I will, Colonel, on the first available plane. And may I thank you for your generosity in this unfortunate matter?
The least I can do on Great Helmsman of the Revolution Day.
Yes, I understand Great Helmsman Day hasn't actually been celebrated for some time.
I know. The Great Helmsman was in disgrace for some years. But after his death, his behaviour improved so drastically, it was decided to rehabilitate him. It is now a great day for families getting together, and also a time for business acquaintances to give each other little presents. Bottle of whiskey. Things like that.
Oh, I see. A bottle of whiskey, Colonel.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Ambassador. Must not expect
it. But it's my last full... I don't seem to have any fancy gift paper. What a shame. I'll get it wrapped and send it on.
Not to worry. I'll take it with me. Better an unwrapped one in the hand than two wrapped ones in the bush, huh?
Well, there you are, Colonel. Happy Helmsman Day.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. And a little something for you.
Oh, how nice. Another samovar. That's just what I needed. I'll put it up there on the mantelpiece for the other 18. Well, Christmas it isn't, and Hogmanay it's not, but it seems to be the best foreign parts can offer. So, happy great helmsman and glorious founder of the Revolution Day.
Happy founder of the Revolution to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Merry Helmsman Day, sir.
Thank you, William.
Many of them, sir. All the best, sir.
There's no need to overdo it, William. Too much seasonable goodwill, it weakens a man. Well, that's the whiskey gone until the next consignment.
Be nice if we had a tree and a few fairy lights, really.
Any sort of lights would be nice. Have the bulbs arrived yet, Helen?
Well, William can explain, sir.
Can he? Well, explain away, William.
Yes, well, I went round this morning to pick them up, sir, but of course, it being Great Helmsman of the...
Yes, we know what day it is.
Well, the Domestic Services Bureau was shut, sir.
So when will it be opened?
Yes, well, that's it. You see, it's a bit of a problem. I mean, for a start, it's the weekend tomorrow. Then, of course, it's Collective Farming Monday. Then it's Liberation of the Serfs Day on Tuesday. Was it Labour Day on Wednesday, so no one will be working then. Then it's half-day closing Thursday morning, and all-day closing Thursday afternoon. Then Friday's Mushroom Friday.
Mushroom Friday.
And then it's the weekend again, so I won't be able to get them until Monday week, sir.
Oh, Monday week's a holy day of atheism. Oh. Nothing will be open because everyone's obliged to stay at home and not go to church.
Well, looks like Tuesday week at the earliest, then.
Tuesday week? This is absolutely preposterous, William.
Well, perhaps we should cable London, sir, to send us some carrots.
Opium of the People, you heard Dinsdale Landon as Mr. Mackenzie, Peter Aker as William, Moya Leslie as Helen, John Baddeley as Morris, and Christopher Benjamin as Colonel Surikoff. Flying the Flag is written by Alex Shearer and produced by Pete Atkin.